got three words. Saw three words.
Boy.
And I will go with it. Go ahead and give it to you.
First word.
Bribe.
Y'all know what a bribe is? Don't know what a bribe is. Okay. I'm going to try to bribe you.
All right. Here's my tithe.
I got $150 in here. All right. My tithe for today. Here's what I want you to do. Let me see, who can I pick on? Who look like got you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here's the deal. I'm going to give you $150 if you walk out of here. You get a habit. You get up and me. You tell mama bye. You get $150. Mama and dad tell me I'm going to go spend it. All right? And here's what, and this is pride, okay? You leave the church, this $150, and I will get you. Okay, I'll put it in your hand. You can take it in me. I'm not going to chase you. I'm going to say, you can have it. Matter of fact, every Sunday, $150. I just don't want you to come to church. Don't go to church. Don't ever go to church again. Don't read the Bible. Here. You can leave right now. Here.
That's a bribe.
You understand a bribe? It's a bribe. Try to get you. That's a bribe. At any time, I'm going to put it right up here.
At any time. I know certain people, I might run up and grab it, but no. All right?
That a bribe. 2019, January. One of the things God's been talking to me about is make sure you're going in the right direction. January set you in the right direction to following God. That this month, if you face yourself in the right direction this month, then you'll just go. It'll be nice and smooth and easy. You'll be going the right way. Make sure you're going right. All of us are going different ways. Some of us going north, south, east, and west. It depends on where God is directing. But make sure you're going in the right direction. Get yourself set. I'm taking this month to get myself set. And God's talking to me. So I know if he's talking to me, he's talking to you, because I'm not special. To get yourself, bam, get yourself set for this 2019 to go in the right direction. It's a sad thing if you're trying to go to Georgetown and you're walking towards Myrtle Beach. And then you get all the way to Myrtle Beach. I don't walk all the way, because this is a walk by faith. And we walk all the way, then I got to turn around and say, Georgetown that way. I got to turn around and walk 10 miles that way. All right? Now, it's okay. Good thing you found out, but it's kind of tough. All right? You want to be going in the right direction starting now, month of January. Going in the right direction. Now, not only do you need to be going in the right direction, but you need to make sure you get to the right destination. You need to be going to the right place, but you need to get to the right place. There's a destination when you're going somewhere. Jesus calls himself the door. He calls himself the way. He's the narrow gate. You got to get to him. And you need to be going in the right direction, but also to the right destination. For example, Heritage is down the road down here. All right, so if I go out here and I take a left and I go down, Heritage is to your right. And let's say I'm going to a house and the house number is 137. Okay? All right, I made it to Heritage. I'm going to the right direction. But I go to house 189. I went to the right direction, but I didn't go to the right destination. You follow? You can be going the right way, but not end up in the right place. And so direction and destination is very important. In the Bible, we had some people. They were going in the right direction, but they didn't reach the destination. For example, that's why bring you back to the illustration. You remember there was a rich man in the Bible? A rich ruler? And he comes to Jesus. Da-da. And he says, how do I get to heaven? How do I get eternal life? You just came to the right person. And he comes to him and he says, all right. And Jesus tells him, hey, listen, here's all I want. You're going in the right direction. I know the
destination. I want a relationship with you. I want you to hang with me.
If you hang with me, you get in a relationship with me. Not only are you going in the right direction, you'll meet the right destination. Y'all remember what he did? He said, nope. He was going in the right direction, but he never made it to his destination. The Lord wants a relationship. I told her, hey, leave. Here's what the devil's going to do. He's going to try to bribe me. He's going to use. This ain't fake money. This is a real thing. This is a real thing. He's going to use real stuff, real money. He's going to try to bribe me. He's going to try to say, hey, you don't need a relationship with God. You're going in the right direction. Ain't that good enough? So think about it. All right. He's going to try to bribe you. I had to get closer. Y'all remember Ananias and Sapphira in the Bible? In Acts? It was, they came to the church and they sold some property and then they lied about it. And they said, well, we made this much from the property. I'll just use an example. We made $5,000 from the property and we want to give that. But they kept back maybe $1,000 or so. They gave four and they say that's how much we sold it for and we want to give that, just using that as illustration. But they lied. And if you know the story, they both dropped dead. The husband lied first, he dropped dead. The wife came in later, she dropped dead, she lied too. And they lied. And they didn't have to lie, and didn't nobody care, it wasn't no big deal. Just tell the truth. Satan would try to bribe you to lie. He'll try to bribe you. And it'll make it beneficial. Somebody come up in, they might say, come up to you and you got your bills paid and everything's good. And somebody, you know, can I borrow $10? I just need to get some gas. You said I'm struggling right now. I'll get it later. Can I borrow $10? If you got $100 in your pocket, you might say, I ain't got it. Can't help you. And it ain't nothing for you. Say, right, just lie. You don't need to do nothing. There's a bribe coming. He's going to try to bribe you. He's going to try to bribe you by being devoted. Y'all remember Judas? Judas is going in the right direction. Just think about it. Ananias and Sapphira were going in the right direction. They're going to church. And they both end up dying. And they reach this destination. Judas, he's walking with Jesus. You can't go no better than that. You're going in the right direction. You're walking with Jesus. He ends up messed up. In other words, the devil's going to come and try to make you betray God. Betrayal. Devotion. Take your devotion away. I just want to get your mindset. Okay. All right. And God's talking to me. He said, Van, listen, don't sacrifice. Don't chase money for a relationship with me. Don't lie. You ain't got it, you ain't got it. But if you got it, and I ask you to help, help. Just be straight up. And Van, stick with me. Don't choose money. Don't chase money. Stick with me. Because he's going to try to bribe. Set your mind straight. I will not take the bribe. Everybody got it? This year, I won't take the bribe. That's one. Two, if we got time. Believe. Believe. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son that whoever believes on him should not perish. Believe. The whole thing about the Bible is about believing. You got to believe. This year, raise your standard where you will believe more than you ever believed before. Believe. You got to believe. And you got to raise your belief. My belief is higher. It's going to be. I'm setting my belief to be higher this year than it was last year. I want to believe. Let me explain belief. Belief and knowledge are two different things. You can know something and not do it. When you believe something, you do something about what you know.
I know something.
The church. Look at the church. God tells us, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're black. It doesn't matter if you're white. It doesn't matter if you're a woman. It doesn't matter if you're a man. God says, love everybody. God says, love everybody. We know that. We know that. That's something we know. But do we believe it? No? Look at churches. Look at a lot of churches. A lot of churches, very racist. A lot of churches, very racist. They don't want blacks in the church. They don't want. Whole church. Been there, done that. I was on a board one time. I'm the only black thing in there. Went to the church and said, hey, y'all want to get some black people in here? I can help you. Mm-hmm. And they said, we'll get back to you. That was like over 20 years ago. Ain't called me yet. I've been to some black churches. Y'all gonna get some white people in here? No, I'm tired of dealing with them. We got to deal with them when we work. I don't want to deal with them when we got to do the church. They know what God said, but they don't believe what God said. You got to step your belief up, because you can know something and not believe it. Because you don't, and you say, well, I believe it. No, you don't, because if you believed it, you would do it. You would live it. God says forgive. God says forgive. And yet the church is one of the most unforgiving places in the world. If you mess up, you went to jail, or you got on drugs, or you got messed up, and oh man, you walk in the church, they'll be talking trash about you. They'll be looking at you, talking trash about you. Well, I don't know why you came to church. I don't know what your problem is. Da 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 da. And we're supposed to forgive. You did this to me, and you didn't. I'll never forgive you. And I, nasty, nasty, mean. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, be killing people. We know what God said, but we don't believe what God said. You got to step your belief up. We're called the body of Christ. We're supposed to be one. Yes, we're the body, so there's many parts in the body. So this is the church. There's a church down there. There's a church. There's a Baptist. There's a Methodist. There's a Lutheran. All types of churches. All right, that's cool. I'm not mad with them. I'm cool with them. You be your, that's one part, that's a part there. I'm not mad at you. But you got some denominations, they will kill each other, can't stand each other, cut each other down. Boom, boom, boom. We're a body. We're many parts, but we're a body. You do your thing, you do your thing, you do your thing. I'm not supposed to beat you up. I'm not supposed to cut you down. I'm not supposed to hurt you. I'm not supposed to talk about you, to hurt you. I'm supposed to build you up. I'm supposed to encourage you. And if somebody does better over there, hey, cool, okay, cool. No problem. Mm-mm. In the churches. And we know that, but do we believe that? Step your belief up. Does that make sense? This year, step your belief up. God, whatever you say, what I know in your words, I will believe. Nothing I'll do. I'll do it. God said, don't do that. And you know that? And if you mess up, what are we supposed to do if we mess up? Repent. Do you know that?
Yes.
I go to people, I say, did you repent? Do you know the repent?
Yeah.
Did you repent? Believe him. He said he'll forgive you. Believe it. I just messed up 50 times a day. How many times can you repent? If I mess up 50 times, how many times can I repent?
A day.
Will he forgive me?
Yes.
Yes. Lift your belief up. Everybody got it? Last one. Give me your best. Or, the word best came to me, but here's how it came to me. I'm at a school and I coach, and so I got kids on the team, and I deal with special needs kids, and deal with kids in the school, and deal with people. And especially with kids, one of the things that I love, that I like, is a well-mannered kid with good manners. They can even be a crazy kid, but if they got good manners, they fool that crazy, but they say, thank you. And I say, I'm sorry. And I say, yes, sir. And no, ma'am. Kids with good manners, I like them. I got some in my class. I call them my best students. Now, I treat all my students like. I'm fair to all of them in the classroom. If I'm in there, I'm doing something, I'm playing something, giving them something, I'm giving them some food, I give everybody. And like the other, I think last year, right before Christmas, we had KFC Christmas. I said I like KFC. And so I went and bought a whole lot of chicken, and I said, we all have KFC Christmas. They were like, yes! And so, you just give everybody some chicken, all right? But the ones with the great manners, I gave everybody some chicken, but the ones that got good manners said, yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Van. Thank you. Boy, I gave you an X piece. You get X. Well, I'll make sure. What kind do you want? Now, I'm not being mean, but something about manners just makes me want to. I'll make sure you get a little bit extra. I'll do a little bit more for you. Now, I love all of them, and I care for all of them, and I'll fight for all. I'm with them. Yep, but when you got manners, something just, I step up to the plate for you. Not that I won't step up to, I'll fight you over it, no problem. But something about manners. Psalm 100, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and praise. The Bible's constantly talking about being grateful, being thankful. Praising God. Do all things without murmuring and complaining. I don't know. I'm thinking God's looking down on us and he's saying he loves all of us. But I'm thinking he kind of has this. My best Christians are those who praise me, who are thankful. They might not understand what they're going through, but they still think. Thank you, Father. Father, I don't know what I'm going through. I don't know why I'm facing this, but thank you. Father, this is a lot of stuff on me. I'm hurting. I'm struggling. Thank you for being God. You've been good to me like nobody else has been. Thank you. God, this thing hurts. I'm in a tough, tough spot. I'm in a rough place. But thank you for being God. I'm just thinking that's good manners. That's called Christian good manners. Thank you, Father. Man, money is tight. It's rough. I'm facing this. I'm facing that. I got this pressure on me. I got this. But somewhere in the day, I can find the time to say thank you.
I think that's good manners. And I think, just like that, I think God will make something happen for you. I think God will just do something extra for you. Then just sitting around, God, I gotta go through this, and I'm going through this, and I'm going through this, and I'm going through this. And all he hears is crying and whining and crying. And he'll help you, because he's God. And he'll provide, because he's God. I know I cried. I did a whole lot of crying. And I'm still here, and God still took care of me. I did a whole lot of crying. I want to be one of his best students. If I could just kind of use that term. So I'm setting myself this year. Father, I'm going through, but I pray. Thank you. Get up in the morning. Sometime, it might be morning, it might be noon, it might be afternoon. I'm going to stop. I'm going to give you nothing but 5 seconds. Father, thank you. I want to use my good manners. Does that make sense? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Set us straight for 2019. Get us in the right position, Father. Get us to the right destination. I love you. I love your people. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, y'all be blessed.